欢迎大家 ，Welcome everyone. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christmas is here soon.
圣诞节马上要到了哦。
The good news is this year we will have a Christmas service.
好消息就是呢，我们今年是真的有圣诞节的那种聚会。
Normally we close, but this year we're open.
我们一般呢都喜欢去关门的，但是今年是打开门的哈。
Amen. What day is that?
22nd.
22nd, we're still here.
22号我们还在这里哦。
But we're closed on the 29th.
但是29号不在这里哦。
We need to have a rest.
那29号是要需要休息了。
Hallelujah. So thank you for your faithfulness all year round.
那谢谢你们这一年下来的信实。
So, is everything okay?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.Make sure the online is okay as well. Okay. So we've been talking about the Holy Spirit.
那我们一直在聊起圣灵，是不是？
It is one of the most controversial doctrine in the church.
是一个很有争议的教义在基督教里面。
And yet, it's so important.
但是却那么的重要。
Many people's lives today, you can be so enriched if you understood exactly what's the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们真的能够明白圣灵的事工的话，我们的生命会变得非常的丰盛。
So previously I was saying that when you are born again, the indwelling presence of God come into your heart.
那我们当时有讲到，如果你一重生呢，圣灵就会内住在你的里面。
That is unconditional.
这个是无条件的内住。
And we call that the fellowship anointing.
我们会说那是一种团契的灵。
You belong to God.
是你属于神了。
And then the Holy Spirit is your helper, your comforter.
那圣灵他就是你的帮助者，是你的安慰者。
And out of your belly will flow rivers of eternal life.
从你的腹中就会流出活水的江河来。
So it doesn't matter if you're speaking tongues or not. Every Christian.Has that privilege.
所以你是说方言也好，不说方言也好，我们都有同样的这样的待遇。
But then that's not the end of it.
但是这还不止哦。
There is a second work of the Holy Spirit.
那我们还有一种圣灵的工作。
And that is to baptize us in the Holy Spirit.
那我们说到的是关于圣灵的洗。
And we call that the ministry anointing.
那我们也是说那是一种事工的灵。
The Holy Spirit baptizes you in order for you to serve God with power.
圣灵要让给你受洗，让你有这样的能力可以侍奉神。
And so people say, if I already received the Holy Spirit, why do I need to receive Him again?
那有人就会问了，那我不是已经有内住的圣灵了，那怎么还要再来一次呢？
Although it is the same Holy Spirit.
虽然灵是一样的灵
He is doing two separate distinct work.
但是他是做两种完全分开的工作
The indwelling presence of God is to do with salvation.
那前面我们说的内住的圣灵是跟救恩相关的
And we entering into the family of God.
跟我们进入神国的这样的事情有关的
But the baptism of the Holy Spirit is concerned serving the Lord.
但是圣灵的洗是关乎于侍奉这件事情
Serving the Lord with His power.
用主的能力来侍奉主这件事
And that is conditional.
这个是有条件的
In other words, you have to say yes to him.
那就是说你必须先要给神这个允许先
You have to believe in the Holy Spirit.
你需要真实相信这一点
And that's why all over the world many have the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, but many don't have the baptism of the Spirit.
所以世上有这么多的基督徒，有不少呢都会有说有内住的圣灵，可是他们却没有经历过这圣灵的洗和能力。
Because they have not yet made the decision to receive Him for ministry and for power.
因为他们还没有做这样子的决定，要神来给我们这样的能力来侍奉。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a real experience.
那圣灵的洗礼是一个真实的经历。
When the Holy Spirit baptizes you,
当圣灵给你洗礼时
you know you are baptized.
你知道你受了这个洗的。
You feel it.
你感受得到的。
It is an encounter with God.
是跟神的一种很亲密的相遇。
It is an experience.
是一种经历。
Amen?And people experience the Holy Spirit in different ways.
很多人都会对圣灵有不同的经历。
Hallelujah. So you cannot make it up.
你是不能装的，做不出来。
You cannot say, I have the Holy Spirit when you know you haven't.
你不可能装的说，哦，我有圣灵的喜，然后其实你也没经历过。
Because when the Holy Spirit come on you, you know.
当圣灵来到你的身上的时候，你是知道的。
You feel.
你能感受到的。
You feel His power. You feel His presence.
你感受到他的能力，你感受到他的存在的。
And so, now that we are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
那我们现在讲到，我们已经受了圣灵的洗了。
The Bible also talks about being filled with the Spirit.
那下一步呢，圣经又会在说圣灵充满这件事情。
Isn't that the same thing?
你们是觉得这两个概念是一样的吗？
It's actually talking about two aspects of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
其实这是在关乎圣灵的洗里面，我们有分两个旁枝。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit, or the term anointing.
如果我们说到圣灵的洗，或者是说恩膏这件事情。
When we say somebody is 有恩膏。
When we say someone has anointing,
we see the kings being anointed. It means that God has marked him for kingship.
So
the baptism of the Holy Spirit is an anointing. To anoint you for service. Amen. That's why people who don't want to serve the Lord don't believe in the Holy Spirit.
所以不想侍奉神的人，那肯定就说我不要来相信这个什么圣灵的充满。
No matter how you kid yourself, you won't have it.
不管你是怎么样的努力，你都不会有的。
Because there is a cost.
因为这里面有一个代价的问题。
To sign up to God.
是跟神要签一个合同。
To say to the Holy Spirit, I want to serve the Lord.
对圣灵说，我要侍奉我的主。
And I need your power.
然后我真的是需要你的能力。
Amen. So therefore, the anointing or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is actually an anointing.
所以圣灵的施洗本身就是一种恩膏,
which marks you for God's service.
会让你得到神的权柄，可以来侍奉。
It is a consecration.
是给你成圣的一个标志,
where you dedicate yourself in serving the Lord.
让你知道你已经完全委身，要把自己交付给神来侍奉了。
And the Holy Spirit comes.
然后圣灵来到,
and mark you.
然后给你这样的权柄,
and it's only done once.
他只做一次哦,
when you're baptized once, when you're anointed once, that is it.
你只要在圣灵受一次洗, 然后被恩膏一次, 就够了。
You got your credentials.
你就已经拿到了你的这个权利了。
Hallelujah. But that's only allow you to register.
但这个就好像是帮你注册了一样。
To register for God's army.
对, 在神的军队里面给你注册了,
to volunteer for Him.
让你为神来工作。
So either God marks you because He chose you.
那也许是神这么选了你, 所以就专门给了你这个权柄呢。
Or you say to God, mark me, Lord.
或者你说, 神啊, 你先选我, 给我一个记号, 先。
And God marks you.
然后神就会给你一个记号。
Amen. That's why the baptism of the Holy Spirit needs a serious heart and a serious mind.
所以圣灵的施洗是需要你很认真地来对待这件事情的。
And you must avoid the Corinthian mentality.
你千万不能像那种, 韩剧里头的那种想法。
Only want it because you want to play around with God's power.
你只是想要它是因为你想要拿神的那个能力，觉得自己很厉害。
Would you give a machine gun to a child?
就像你好像也把一把枪给一个小孩子一样。
Amen. And so people like to play with God's power.
有很多人呢就觉得拿了神的能力很好玩。
But that's not the purpose of the power.
那其实给你能力当然不是给你玩的。
The power is to set the captives free.
能力是让那被掳的得释放。
To do the things that we can't do.
是做我们那些自己人做不到的事情。
To cast out the demons.
是能够赶鬼的灵。
To open the eyes of the blind.
可以叫瞎眼的得看见。
Amen. And in my time in ministry, I've seen most of these things except the raising of the dead.
我在这些事工里面看到了很多这样的事情，除了死人复活这件事情还没看到。
Although in our church, we did have a couple of instances where people were in coma for a long time, they woke up and they told us about heaven.
那我们确确实实有经历过的是，我们教会有人可能昏迷了很长一段时间，可是等他们醒来了以后，他们就讲到了他们上过天堂的经历。
But I've seen the blind eyes open, the deaf ears open, the lame walk.
那我真的有见过。 真的见过靠着神的能力，有瞎眼的得看见，耳朵聋的可以打开，瘸腿的可以行走。
So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is God anointing you for service.
所以圣灵的施洗就是神来恩膏你来侍奉主。
Being filled with the Spirit,
圣灵的充满是什么呢？
Being clothed with the Spirit,
或者是穿戴圣灵,
being empowered by the Spirit,
或者是把圣灵的能力, 得到圣灵的能力,
are all the same thing.
都是我们说的一样的意思。
But it's not the same as the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但是和圣灵的施洗这个概念是需要
区分。The baptism of the Holy Spirit is one time only.
圣灵的施洗这件事情发生一次就够了。
But being filled with the Spirit, being clothed with the Spirit, being empowered with the Spirit is repetitive.
那圣灵的充满这件事情是可以重复的，或者是我们穿戴圣灵也好，这个说法是可以重复的。
It's ongoing.
是可以一直重复下去的。
The filling of the Spirit is to enable you to do the job.
那圣灵的充满是为了让你有能力可以去为神做事情。
Now, I want to show you a few scripture in order for you to get the picture.
我要给你们看看一些经文，让你们能够看到这个图画。
We read in Luke chapter 9 verse 1.
我们来看看《路加福音》
Do you remember when Jesus called the 70?
记不记得当耶稣当时叫了七十人来？
And the Bible say,
然后圣经说
And the Bible say, he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons to cure diseases.
耶稣叫起了十二使徒，给他们能力和权柄制服一切的鬼。
And remember, the disciple went around and healed the sick and cast out demons.
然后当时使徒就真的有跑出去去给人治病啊，赶鬼啊，这样是。
But the thing is, they haven't yet received. They are not yet born again.
但是那个时候他们都还没有重生呢。
Because Jesus hadn't died yet.
因为耶稣都还没有死。
He hasn't rose from the dead yet.
更没有死而复活。
Neither are they baptized in the Holy Spirit.
那更谈不上说还有在圣灵里面受洗了。
Amen. And yet they got power.
但是那个时候他们有能力。
Why?
为什么?
Because Jesus gave them the power.
因为耶稣直接给了他们能力。
But it's only for that time.
但是只是那一次哦。
This is actually very similar to the Old Testament.
这个经历和在旧约里面的经历很相似。
Often the expression of being filled with the Spirit, being empowered by the Spirit, being clothed by the Spirit, you can find that in the Old Testament.
像我们刚才说的这种字眼，什么圣灵充满啊，或者圣灵赐给能力啊，穿戴圣灵这些字眼，都在旧约能看得到。
One example is Exodus 31,
verse 2 to 3.看看出埃及记三十一章二到三节。
Now God called a particular craftsman.
那神呢特别叫了一个人来，一个做工的人。
Amen. His name, he says that he's by name of Bezalel,
the
son of Uri, son of Hur, the tribe of the Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with the ability and intelligence, with knowledge and all craftsmen.
那 这里面讲到你看我已经提名招犹太支派中户尔的孙子物利的儿子比赛列我以神的灵充满他使他有智慧有聪明有知识能做各样的工
So here in the Old Testament we see an example of God calling a person to make the garments for Aaron to make things for the temple or the tabernacle. And what happened is that God filled that person with the Spirit and gave him the ability to do it.
当时神呢为了要找一个这样的工人能为亚伦把整个那个侍奉里头的什么各种能做的工都能做做事情啊做家具啊这样的事情所以他还专门需要神的灵来充满这个人。
Notice he was filled with the Spirit.
看到这个字眼神的灵充满他。
He's not being marked by the Spirit.
因为当时他还没有圣灵的一个记号。
What happened is that in the kings, the priests, and the prophets, they were marked, they were anointed, chosen, consecrated.
那些王啊、先知啊、祭司啊，他们都是有神的记号的，都是神专门让他们成圣的。
And yet we see the Spirit coming upon other people.
但是呢，神的灵也需要到一些其他的人身上。
Specifically to give them an ability.
特别是要给他们一种能力。
Can you see now two separate events?
你能够看到两种不同的事情吗
？One is to mark.
一个是给记号。
for service.
让他们就是被拿到权柄
，One is to fill them with ability.
还有一个就是一类人，就专门去充满他，让他做事。
Amen. So the term filled with the Spirit, clothed with the Spirit, is all the same.
所以我们说的充满也好，穿戴圣灵也好，都是一个意思。
Now, the term filled sounds like God is pouring the indwelling presence of God in us. It's not true.
当很多人提到充满两个字，你就以为是那种像倾盆大雨一样的淋下来的感觉，其实不然。
Filling with the Spirit means God is giving you, filling you with the ability.
其实充满是指神让你的里面慢慢有了一种能力。
To enable you to do the job.
让你能够最后能够做到这件事情的能力。
Amen. And that's why it's ongoing.
所以会一直重复的给你
Because it has different jobs.
因为有不同的工种的
工作 Casting out a demon, healing the sick are two different jobs.
比如说赶鬼和医病就是不同的工种
Leading a church is a different job.
那带领教会又是一个不同的工种
Being successful in business is a different job.
成为一个成功的商人又是一种工种
God can fill you with all kinds of ability.
所以神可以把不同的能力加添给你
Amen.And in each one, you have to sow and you have to reap.
那每一个这样的工种，你都要在里面撒种子，然后慢慢的收获。
Some of the infilling of the Spirit doesn't give you results instantly.
很多我们说的圣灵充满，你可能不会立刻见功效。
God has to prepare you.
神要慢慢的来预备你。
So that when He fill you with the Spirit, you can do the job.
当你最后被充满了以后，你才可以做这样
的工作。And that's why on our journey, although we have been baptized by the Holy Spirit, we don't see the results.
所以这是为什么在跟随神的路上，虽然我们认为我们受了圣灵的施洗，可是我们还看不到果效。
But because God is taking you through a process.
因为神要带你在这个慢慢充满的过程当中。
He has to prepare you.
神需要来预备你。
To be able to.Do, he has to train you, equip you to be able to do the job.
需要培训你来操练你，直到你可以做这样的工种为止。
Hallelujah, Amen. So it's not just filling us and that's it.
不是充满了就没事了。
No, he fills us in order to take us in a journey so that we can do the job.
所以不是光充满了就没事了哟，是充满的这个过程就是一个过程，在这个过程以后就能够做那样的工作。
So today, if you can't raise the dead yet,
如果你今天还没有办法叫死人复活
then we have to become, and yet we are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
但是你又说我有圣灵的洗啊。
We need to be filled.
那我们需要是被充满。
And that infilling, God prepares us for that.
那这个充满的过程就是神预备我们的过程。
He prepares us to break, to train us.
他在慢慢的培养我们。
To transform us.
改变我们的内在。
To sanctify us.
让我们慢慢成圣。
To give us the knowledge.
给我们很多的知识。
In other words, we're sowing, plowing.
其实就是在撒种。
And one day,
耕土的工作，有一天
the vessel is prepared.
你发现我这个器皿预备好了。
The Holy Spirit comes.
圣灵充满了。
And the dead is raised.
然后死人从死里复活。
Amen. Otherwise, we don't need to do anything.
那要不然你什么都不用做啊，很轻松。
But the problem is, sometimes the Holy Spirit cannot do some things because the vessel is not ready.
很多时候圣灵无法这样的来充满，是因为那个器皿自己还没有准备好。
So when you are baptized by the Holy Spirit,
所以你要是说我已经圣灵受洗过了
the Holy Spirit is working on your character.
那圣灵现在是在塑造你的性格
working on your faith.
塑造你的信心
in order to receive the next infilling.
为了让你能在下一次充满当中再更多
to do the job.
一直到你能够做这个工种为止
Hallelujah. Amen. You see, if I'm empty-headed,
如果我是头脑空空
I don't go to Bible school.
然后我不去圣经学校
I don't read the Bible.
我自己都不读圣经
I got nothing in my head.
我头脑里都没有圣经知识
And when the Holy Spirit, even if the Holy Spirit filled me with the ability to preach,
那就算是神的灵今天充满我，让我有这个讲道的能力
The power to preach.
有这个讲道的能力
But if there's nothing in the head,
但是你头脑里是空的呀
There's nothing to say.
那你空空的头脑，你要说什么
？It's only when you got things in the, it's only when you got the word of God in you.
那除非是神的话都存记在你的头脑里。
And then you say.
那当你再开口时
，Can there be power in the words?
那你的话语里面就带了神的能力。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
大家能明白吗
？It is a partnership. God needs vessels.
神需要器皿。
And the vessel needs God.
那器皿也需要神。
God needs manpower.
神需要人的能力。
And we need God's power.
那人更需要神的能力。
It's a partnership.
是一个同工的关系。
The first step.
所以第一步。
Lord, I want to serve you with power.
主啊，我想带着你的能力来侍奉你。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit comes.
然后圣灵的洗就开始。
Then you're on the journey.
然后你走上了这一个过程。
He's preparing you.
神就开始预备你
filling you,
然后开始充满你
filling you for different reasons.
在每天每天不同的事情上面每个不同的原因都在充满
from small things, big things, you need his filling.
从小事在大事上面都有充满
In other words,
换句话说
the 充满 the spirit filling is to give you a power. It's like an energy. It's like the air in the tires.
所以这个很像是充满像一个充电呢或者是给你打气在那个轮胎里打气啊或者给你充电的一个过程。
And you need to keep it pumped up.
你会一直要你那个轮胎要一直打到气足为止。
The Holy Spirit filling is like filling the petrol.
那就我们在说充满也可以说像好像给车加油一样加油。
And you need to keep it topped up.
你会不停的要加油一直把那油加满为止。
For different reasons.
你可以用很多各样的比喻。
Some could be to raise the dead, some is just purely to do other things.
那可能很多人要做什么大事啊死而复活也有人会做很多的小事
whatever it is we need to be filled
不管你要做大事小事你都需要神的灵的充满
because that filling is the power
因为这个充满的给你的就是能力
when the tire is flat it can go nowhere
当一个轮胎是平的它哪里都去不了
when the car has no petrol it goes nowhere
当车没油了它哪里也去不了
every day
所以每天
when we go to work,
当我们去上班
when we are going about things,
当我们做我们自己的每天的忙碌的事情
we're using up the Holy Spirit.
我们都会一直在跟神
it's like the,
跟圣灵这样
交流 it's like the air is coming out.
就像我们都会在用这个电呢就或者是有点像那个轮胎在有一点点那个气一点点漏掉一样就每天都在用
what do? You go back up and you
那你就要回去继续充啊充气啊充电啊要充满啊
top up the petrol
用完了就充
is every day
每天都是用完了又要充
Amen. So now we see one example the Holy Spirit coming upon somebody to do just normal craftsmanship
那我们看到现在第一个例子就是关于这个比撒列神是用灵充满他让他做各样的工
Chapter 14 verse 6 We see Samson the Holy SpiritThe Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the Chinese is really bad in translation.
那在士师记的十四章六节里面，这里面说到神的灵感动参孙，他翻译中文不太好啊。英文是说神的灵大大的降临在他的身上。
See, the person translating it has no faith.
所以这个翻译中文的人是不是很没有信心呢
？He's not a Pentecostal.
他肯定不是一个灵恩派的人。
Amen. Yeah, 应该圣灵刚下来。Right?
应该是圣灵降下、
right?
这样的翻译比较大大感动的翻译要好
it should be Spirit come down on him not
应该是圣灵
感动他
不是感动啦是圣灵大大的降下这样的翻译会更好
感动他 can go to a concert 来感动
不是说你去一个音乐会感觉我好感动哦
and that's why you need to read more than one version
这是为什么你需要懂更多一个语言这样能够好读一点
in case the person translating lacks faith
就怕那个翻译的人信心不够然后给翻错了、
Amen?Don't just read your favorite version.
所以你们不要看你们自己爱读的那个语言或者那个版本。
Same for those who read in English, you need to read at least three versions.
很多人读英文呢。
CCB, yeah, CCB.
他说那个Betty 有建议你们读这个 CCB 的中文版本。当代译本，它是建议你们。
And so even English, right? You need to read three different versions.
那你们连我连读英文，我都要看三种不同的英文版本呢。
Amen.Hallelujah. And so, with Samson, the Holy Spirit came on him, the Spirit of God came on him, and he was full of strength.
所以参孙呢?
He became Incredible Hulk.
所以参孙当时因为有神的灵大大的降临,所以他就变成了一个大的有能力的巨人。
Isn't that strange?
是不是很奇怪?
That's really strange.
很奇怪,对不对?
That's why it makes a very good children's story.
所以很多小孩子主日学就爱听这样的故事
That's why people don't think this is real
所以有很多成人就会说哦，这都是小孩的那些寓言故事都不是真的
And then we see another example And there are many examples throughout the Old Testament
其实在旧约里面很多各样的例子我们再来看一个
And then chapter 6 verse 34 Gideon He was someone who was afraid.
那在士师记里面六章三十四节讲到了基甸，基甸呢是很胆小的。
But when God called him, he was still doubtful.
那就算是神当时呼召他，他都还是蛮带怀疑的。
Verse 34 says.
然后三十四节说。
But the spirit of the Lord clothed.
这里面翻译又不对哈，中文说神的灵降下，其实英文里面翻译过来应该是神的灵被穿戴在他的身上。
And then suddenly he became.Brave.
他就突然变成了一个勇敢的人。
You understand, brothers and sisters? Here's just three examples, but there are many.
其实我只给了你们三个例子。
Many, many examples.
好多好多例子的。
Throughout the Old Testament, the Spirit of God always came on people, filled people, to give them an ability.
在旧约里面，你总是看到什么神的灵降在身上，神的灵被穿戴在身上，这样子的话语，就是在说圣灵充满了。
In other words, the Old Testament is very Pentecostal.
那换句话说，旧约里面是非常灵恩派的。
Very charismatic.
是非常有五旬节的那种
特色的。Full of miracles.
全部都是这种大能的事
情。Full of power.
有大能的事情发生。
Amen.And that's why, do not believe that the Holy Spirit only did it in the Bible and don't do it here. Because why? Because we're still in the book of Acts.
那很多人就会说，哦，我都不相信，这些事情只发生在旧约了，那是不是还发生在新约呢？那我们很多人会觉得，哦，我们难道还停留在使徒行传这个年代吗？
So we go to Luke now, let's see what Luke says.
我们再继续来读新约，看看路加福音怎么说。
You find that Luke uses the term,Clothed in power, received the power, being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那你看到路加他的用词，他用的都是什么？穿戴圣灵啊，被圣灵充满的这种字眼。
No less than in Luke and Acts, being filled with the Spirit has been mentioned 9 times.
那在路加福音或者在那使徒行传里面，有九次又提到了圣灵充满这件事情。
Amen.So it has to be a truth.
所以肯定是一个真理来着。
So we see here in Luke chapter 24, verse 49, and behold, Jesus saying, behold, I'm sending you a promise of the Father, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high.
那在24章的49节说，我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上。你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上面来的能力。这个中文的翻译又是说错了，英文是说直到你们穿戴来了这个能力。
中国人的反应没有信心。
Chinese don't have faith on the translation.
Now, do you see clothed, same as Gideon, clothed?
看，就跟刚才讲基甸的经文一样，这里面都是穿戴。
You see, Luke is using that vocabulary.In his own writing, Gideon was clothed with God's power. So he's using the same expression to say the disciple was clothed with the power of God.
所以路加在写路加福音的时候，他用的就是当时在基甸的上面的这个经文的字眼一模一样，就是穿戴能力。
So if you were in, so if you were the, if so 2,000 years ago when you were reading the scripture, clothed with the power, do you mean the power that clothed Gideon?
2000年前你们一讲到穿戴的圣灵的能力的时候，你们就会马上想到，你是说当时基甸那个时代的事情吗？
Being filled with the Spirit, do you mean the prophets?
当你说被圣灵充满，你是指旧约的那种先知的充满吗？
And the answer is yes.
当时他们说是啊。
God Jesus has enabled all flesh to be able to receive.
说耶稣能够让所有凡有血气的都可以接受到这样的能力。
Except us.
除了我们
Is that true?
真的吗？
That he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh except us.
他说，哦，难道神是这样说的吗？说我要把所有的灵都降给所有凡有血气的人，
除了你以外。Except the 21st century Christians.
除了你们这些21世纪的这种基督徒，真的是这样讲的吗？
Is that right?
会是对的吗？
All flesh except us.
所有的凡有血气的人，除了你吗？除了21世纪的人吗？
Or is it really including us?
还是说有包括你呢？
Then how can you say the Holy Spirit is only for the Bible and not for us?
那你又怎么能说呢？圣经是只是在圣经里面讲过，圣灵是在圣经里讲过，而不是给我们的。
Then when I read the Bible, What is it for me and what is it not for me?
那你读圣经的时候不是自我矛盾吗？那哪一句话是给我写的？哪句话不是给我写的？
It says in the last days.
这里面说到是在末日。
In the last days.
末日。
We are more qualified for the Holy Spirit than any other generation.
我们比其他的那些年代的人更加有资格说我们在末日。
Amen? Because we are in the last days.
因为我们现在就在末日。
Hallelujah.We have the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit more than any other generation.
我们有圣灵，我们比以前的那么多代的人更需要圣灵。
We need the Holy Spirit to help us in this world, to help us in our society.
我们太需要圣灵的帮助，在我们的社会当中，在我们的国家。
Amen. We need His power.
我们太需要神的圣灵了，能力了。
And here is an example.
所以这里面再给个例子。
In Luke chapter 1, there's already three people being filled with the Spirit.
就路加福音第一章就已经有三个人被圣灵充满了。
One is John the Baptist's dad, Zacharias.
第一个呢就是那个施洗约翰的爸爸，他的名字叫撒加利亚。
Second one is Elizabeth, his mom.
第二个呢就是施洗约翰的妈妈叫伊丽莎白。
Third one is John the Baptist himself.
第三个呢就是施洗约翰他自己。
He was filled with the Spirit when he was in his mother's womb.
他在妈妈的怀着的时候就已经被圣灵充满。
And here's the example of Zechariah. It says in verse 67, and his father Zechariah was filled with the Spirit. And what did he do? He prophesied.
那看看在路加福音一章六十七节就讲当时他父亲撒加利亚被圣灵充满就干什么了开始预言。
So what was the purpose of him being filled with the Spirit?
那被圣灵充满有什么目的呢?
In order to prophesy.
这里可以预言。
Hallelujah. You see the ability. Every time when you're filled with the Spirit, it comes with an ability.
每次当我们看到被圣灵充满的字眼，后面接着的就是一种能力。
It comes with a weapon.
上后面接着的就是一种武器。
It comes with a tool.
或者就是一个工具。
That gives you the power to do the work.
让你能够有能力来做事情。
Hallelujah. Amen. So we just see here that Zechariah is an example. And then in chapter 2,Verse 4, the Holy Spirit came upon everybody, all the disciples.
那我们刚才看到撒加利亚的那个经历哈，我们现在再看看《使徒行传》第二章里面每个人都被圣灵充满的经历。
Verse 4,
二章四节，《
使徒行传》。They were all, even the Chinese version now starts saying 充满，圣灵充满。
这里面的翻译中文也是对的，所以大家看中文可以。
And they were all filled with the Spirit, 圣灵充满。
他们都被圣灵充满，这个翻译对了。
And what happened when they were 圣灵充满？
那圣灵充满以后会发生什么事情
？They spoke with other tongues.
他们会开始说别国的话。
They prophesied.
他们开始预言。
Amen. Hallelujah. And then we will see another example. In chapter 4 of Acts verse 31.
再来多看点例子，《使徒行传》四章三十一节。
Peter and John...Have just what happened? He healed a lame man.
彼得和约翰呢，当时叫一个瘸子得行走了。
And what happened after that? They were persecuted by the religious leaders.
然后接着呢，他们就被那些宗教的那些领导人去迫害。
And when they came out,
当他们最后出来时
，they prayed.
他们就开始祷告。
And here it says in verse 31.
接着三十一节说
，And when they had prayed,
当他们
the place in which they were gathered together.With all the other people, right, was shaken. Wow, what a prayer meeting. And they were all filled with the Spirit, Holy Spirit, and continued to speak the word of God with boldness.
这里面说他们祷告完了，聚会的地方就震动。你看有什么样的祷告大会能够震动到这样？他说他们都被圣灵充满，放胆讲传神的道。
Let's just pause there.
我们先停停这里。
Peter and John and other disciples.
彼得和约翰还有其他的门徒。
Didn't it say in chapter 2 they were already filled with the Spirit?
刚才是在第二章时候刚说他们被充满过不是吗?
They were already baptized in the Spirit?
刚说他们不是被圣灵施洗过的不是吗?
How come they need filling, a refill?
怎么这里又充满了呢?
You understand, brothers and sisters?
所以弟兄姊妹们,
They were filled in chapter 2.They also need another filling in chapter 4.
他们在第二章被充 满过，但是他们在第四章又空了，又要再充满。
Because the first time was that they spoke in tongues.
第一次的充 and gave utterance. 第一次的充满当时是讲了别国的语言。
Why do they need a filling now?
那这一次充满又要干嘛？
Read carefully. Why do they need a filling?
我们来看看圣灵充满后面接着说他们是什么能力。
In order to continue to preach the gospel with boldness.
这一次讲到他们圣灵充满是为了他们胆子够大，能够放胆传讲神的道。
They need to be like Samson.
说他们要像参孙那样的勇敢。
The Holy Spirit needs to come upon them.
圣灵需要到他们身上来。
So that they go, bah!
然后他们就开始蛮有能力。
They don't care.
就完全不放胆了，都不怕了。
They need rocket fuel.
然后他们就是什么都不怕了，全就是很有能力。
Do you understand? Do you understand? Because when they were caught, they were fearful.
当他们刚被呼召的时候，他们是害怕的。
That's why, brothers and sisters, many, many people testify.
所以很多人都来这样的见证。
When they're going for an interview, or when they're facing up a meeting, or the next day there's a challenge, there's a big event.
当他们要面对一个很大的困难啊，或者第二天要找工作呀，有应聘啊，他们都会有这样的见证。
And they're shaking, so
他说啊，我们好怕。
And they ask everybody to pray for them.
然后说，哎呀，所有的人都要为我祷告哦，我很怕哦。
How many of you have experienced the next day when you went there?
有没有这样的经历？然后第二天你去应聘也好，或者面对你的困难也好，
Because you've been praying,
因为有一直有这样祷告。
Other people have been praying for you.
其他的人也一直为你祷告。
Go to your interview.
然后你去你的应聘。
Peace.
觉得蛮有平安。
Because you're filled with the Spirit.
因为你蛮有圣灵的充满。
To do what?
可以干什么？
To do your interview.
可以放胆的去来做你的应聘这件事情。
Peace.
让你里头蛮有平安。
Hallelujah.I tried it before for my exam. It didn't work.
我以前呢也有一次尝试过，但是最后
Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit so I can get grade A.
我当时就说，神啊，你要大大的充满我，能够让我考到第八级，但是没考到。
And so no one taught me in my early days.
因为我之前呢也没有人给我这样的教导。
I was so on fire for God.
我当时好有热心对神。
You see, but during my exam week, there was a crusade.
所以当时考试的时候呢，就会有一个 crusade.
And there was a whole week of evangelism.
当时有个大的布道会，然后当时有很多的传道人。
I decided not to revise for my exam.
我当时就决定，那我不要为我的考试来复习了。
And to go for my, go for evangelism.
我要去这个大的布道会去。
And I told everybody.
然后我就告诉了所有的人。
Watch me, I don't need to revise.
我就跟他们说，你看着我，我不需要复习的。
I.Because all my exam happened in one week.
因为我所有的考试
all subjects.
都八门课都是在一周内考完。
And I said, I'm going to go to, you see, normally you should go study hard.
一般情况下你就会说，哎呀，好努力的在复习，对不对？
So I went down to the canteen and said, ladies and gentlemen.
所以我当时就去了那个吃饭的地方，就跟大家说，
I have faith.
我有信心。
God's going to help me.
神会帮助我的。
I don't need to revise.
我不需要来复习的。
And I said to a non-believer, you watch.
我还跟一个
eight grade A's.
我还跟他说，你看着啊，那些不信主的人，你们看着，我会要拿八个 A 的，拿高分的。
So I took my exam.
然后我就去考试了。
And then afterwards, I had eight D's.
然后我最后考了八个 D， 就是比较低分，没及格。
And everybody was waiting for me.
所以很多人都等着我来宣告好消息。
Non-believers and believers all waited eagerly.
不信的人都在那里等待着。
And there was a mini crowd waiting for me in the canteen.
还有一小群人就在餐厅里等着我。
What did you get, Joshua?
然后都问，哎，你得了几分呢？
I was just going, don't ask.
我说啊，不要问我，不要问我。
And then I said, I've got eight D's.
我说我八个 D， 考得不好。
And then the non-believer said, "Wow, that's a miracle."
然后我所有的那些不信主的人说，天哪，这么大的奇迹！
I now believe there's a God.
我相信有神了。
Because it is easier to get eight A's than eight D's.
因为拿八个 A 比拿八个 D 容易多了。
Because 70 plus your A.
因为只要考到 70% 就能拿 A 了。
But D, you have to be exactly within 10%.
但是 D 呢，你必须要考到那个是10%，你才有能力的。
I said, "Don't joke."
我说你们不要拿我开玩笑。
I said, "My heart is broken."
我说我的心都碎了。
The following year, I didn't go to Bible study. I didn't go to crusades, I just studied.
所以接下来的那一年呢，我也没有去布道会，也没有去开始什么查经班，我就真的是好好的复习了。
You see, we cannot abuse God's filling like I did.
那我们也不能这样子去侮辱圣灵的充满，像我那样子，好不好？
You can't assume that God will fill you.
你不要去想当然觉得哦，圣灵就会充满我。
It has to be from Him.
这个真的是从神而来。
Amen.When you're filled, you have the ability.
当你被圣灵充满了，能力就接着来了。
And so we read in verse in chapter 13, verse 9, and also verse 52.
我们再来读使徒行传十三章九节和五十二节。
Verse 9 said, "But Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Spirit, looked intently at him."
第九节说，扫罗又名保罗，被圣灵充满，定睛看他。
Verse 52.And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit.
五十二节说，门徒满心喜乐，又被圣灵充满。
Can you see all the verses about 充满，圣灵充满，圣灵充满，圣灵充满？
你们可以看到这个圣灵充满四个字一直在重复的看见吗
？So therefore, Luke is and Luke in Gospel of Luke and Acts is teaching us.We need the filling of the Holy Spirit.
所以路加福音和使徒行传都在教我们要被圣灵充满。
There are many more scriptures.
当然还有很多其他这样的经文。
But those scriptures use a different phrase.
但是那些经文，他们可能不一定用的是圣灵充满这个字
眼。The power is used the power.
他们可能用的是
clothed with power, empowered.
他们说的可能是穿戴能力呀这样的字眼。
You understand?
明白吗
？But I'm just picking out the fill with the Spirit.
我只是特意专找这个圣灵充满四个字的字眼给大家看。
In Acts chapter 6, verse 3, it talks about Stephen.
那我们再看《使徒行传》第六章三节，这里面讲到了使提凡这个人叫 Stephen.
He says, "Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to his duty."
这里面说，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、满有圣灵和智慧，我们派他们管理这事。
And Stephen was one of them.
所以当时那个使提凡就是成了这个人。
Notice how they selected people to serve in the church.
他们当时是怎么样选人来侍奉教会的呢？
Full of the Spirit.
特别重要的一个条件就是满有圣灵。
What does full of the Spirit imply?
满有圣灵是什么意思？
That these people are so filled with the Spirit daily, they got no more room.
这些人呢，就是每天都是被圣灵充得满满的，都没有空地了。
They're full.
他们完全是满的。
And here's a lesson for us.
那这里面就给我们了一个功课。
In order to walk in God's power,
那如果我们要走在神的能力当中，
you need to have a full tank.
你需要你的油永远是加满的状态。
Because the full tank, right, will go far.
因为你的满满的状态才能走得远。
In order to travel far, you need your tires full of air.
如果你想要走开车开得很远的话，那你的轮胎一定是那个气也打得满满的。
Because that was the standard in the early church.
因为这个就是我们初期教会的那些人的
选择的标准。Those who were serving were full of the Spirit.
说那些选择释放的人都是满有圣灵。100%
full.
满有完全充满
了 so much of the Holy Spirit that were flowing over with the Spirit
连冲到满的都要溢出来了所以就溢出的江河
Amen So therefore it's not just filled with the Spirit we need to be full of the Spirit
不光是说要被圣灵充满而是彻彻底底的满了满的都要溢出的这种满
Hallelujah
Amen
So the question is become filled with the Spirit every day.
那问题来了，我们要每天怎么样的被圣灵充满呢？
Primarily, it comes from one of the most important things that God's given us, a gift.
那最重要的就是神给了我们一个恩赐哦。
How do I become filled with the Spirit every day?
怎么样每天能够被圣灵所充满呢？
That's why the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes automatically in a package called tongues.
那圣灵的充满呢，就是圣灵的施洗。当时来的时候，接着就有方言这个事情的发生。
It's like a package holiday.
就好像是给了你一个大礼包，然后或者是度假礼包。
When the package holiday is the hotel comes with the flight comes with a hotel.
那你有一个度假的礼包呢，你就是既会有酒店，也会有飞机票。
So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a package.
所以圣灵的施洗呢，就像给了你一个礼包一样。
When God marks you,
当神呢就是选定你哦，给你记号时。
Then He gives you the tool to be filled with the Spirit every day.
他就会给你一个工具，让你每天有被圣灵充满的这个工具在。
And what is that?
那是什么呢?
Praying in tongues.
是讲方言。
So praying in tongues primarily is for to help you to be built up, to be filled with the Spirit.
那方言祷告这个事情就是让我们被圣灵充满的一个工具。
Those of you who practice praying in the Holy Spirit, you know that's true.
那些一直在方言祷告的人，你们都经历过，知道是真实的。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, get used to it.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要习惯这样的事情。
Amen? Get used to it.You don't have to lock yourself in a room to pray in tongues. You can pray in tongues while you're driving. You can pray in tongues while you are cooking. You can pray in tongues while you're watching TV.
你在讲方言祷告，不是说要把自己关到房里面才这样的。你开车的时候也可以方言祷告，你在做饭的时候可以方言祷告，你看电视的时候还可以方言祷告呢。
During the European Championship, when England was playing another country,
当时我在看足球赛的时候，我当时为了让我们的英国队能够赢，我就一直在讲方言。
And my children said, "Dad, are you praying for England?"
然后我的孩子们就会问：“你是在为英国队赢这件事情祷告吗？”
I said, "No, because I need to preach tomorrow."
我不是，是我因为明天要讲道，所以我就一直在讲方言祷告。
That was at least an hour and a half.
所以当时祷告有一个小时半哦。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
大家明白吗？
You can pray when you're driving. You can pray alone. Many times you need to be alone with God. Other times, you can pray while you're doing other things.
所以你可以啦，就是你单独跟神在一起的时候，你也方言祷告。但是不一定，你平时干什么时候都可以方言祷告。
Amen. Amen. That's why you can pray all the time.
我相信你们可以一直在任何时候都祷告的。
Why was I praying so hard?
为什么我这么努力的祷告？
Because I had a dilemma.
因为我有这么的一个矛盾。
Do I go into the quiet room with the Lord or miss England playing a crucial match?
我的矛盾点是这个，那我是要把我自己关进一个安静的房间跟神好好的团契呢，还是说我又可以看足球赛然后祷告又不可以呢？
So I said, Holy Spirit, you know my heart.
所以我说圣灵啊，你太了解我的需求了。
Yeah, you know my heart.
你知道我的需要，我的心。
So I will do two things at the same time.
我准备要两件事情一起做，既看球赛也要祷告。 就看赛看得又很激动的时候还能祷告。
Amen. You don't have to make praying in tongues laboring hard.
你讲方言，你的讲方言不是说你要好像好努力的把自己关到小房间这样做，它随时可以建造你，造就你。
But when you're full of the Spirit,
但是当你被圣灵充满时，
Every day you only need a small top up.
你每天都是需要有一些充满的哟。
And you're full.
然后你就会充满了你的那个汽油罐子又满了。
That's why you can tell Betty is always full of the Spirit.
所以你能看到 Betty 的那个汽油罐子一直都是满的。
She's the same every single week.
因为她每天都是打满充满的。
Amen. So we can all be the same.
所以我们每个人都可以如此。
If your tank is empty at the moment,
如果你的汽油罐子是空的话
or your tire is flat,
或者你的那个轮胎是瘪的话
it's going to be hard work.
那你就很辛苦了。
Shut up, God.
那就每天就一直要不停的打油，要打好久啊。
But once you get topped up,
那终于当你打满一些呢
，it becomes easy.
然后你就会发现啊，什么事情都容易很多。
You become alert.
然后你开始变得很
警醒。You become sensitive.
变得非常的敏感，对于圣灵的事情，在灵里的事情变得很敏感。你会发现你很警醒。
And power is flowing through you.
然后你发现你的能力就自然出来。
Amen. Praying in tongues is not the only way.
那讲方言不是唯一的方法。
To me, praying in tongues is the most practical way.
那我对我来说，讲方言就是这一招很实在、很实践、
Because we live a busy life.
因为你在忙的时候，你都还能顾得上讲方言这件事情。
So I pray tongues more than anything else.
所以我在方言祷告的这个事情上面，确实做的比其他的方法都更多。
And you need to pray in tongues more than anything else.
因为所以你们讲方言祷告也是需要做的更多。
But there's other ways.
当然还有很多其他的方法。
And so Paul gives us the clue.
所以保罗在这里面给我们了一些方法。
And we finish here in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 and 19.
那我们来看看以弗所书五章十八节到十九节。
He said, Paul says, and do not get drunk with wine, but for that is debauchery. But be filled with the Spirit.
十八节说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，要被圣灵充满。
So Paul is saying, don't get drunk with wine.
所以保罗说不要醉酒。
Instead, you should live your life full of the Holy Spirit.
而是说你需要活一个跟一直有充满圣灵的这个状态。
Now, some scholars believe,
有的学者相信,
Paul is giving a list of how to be filled with the Spirit.
保罗是在列一个表格，就是给大家看到要被圣灵充满的各种条件。
So it will be filled with the Spirit, dot dot, and then a list.
那就他们就是觉得好像是圣灵充满，然后给一个冒号，然后就一点、二点、三点这样列举给你看，列表。
I personally feel it's dot dot.
我就觉得是一个冒号，两个点。
And giving a list.
然后真的就给你一个条件。
What you should do to be filled with the Spirit.
就是你要做什么，你就可以被圣灵充满的意思。
Addressing, in other words, worship.
换一句话说，我认为是赞美。
Singing spiritual songs.
敬拜神，唱属灵
的歌。Those of us who know when you worship and sing spiritual songs, listening to music, Spirit of God comes and fill you.
那些在敬拜当中有唱灵歌的这些人的体验，你们就会知道神的灵在那个时候是如何充满你的。
You feel stronger.
你会感觉到之后变得更加强壮。
Amen. You see here, different ways of worshiping God.
这里面讲到了不同的敬拜神的方法。
And then verse 20 to 21 is saying,Giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of the reverence for Christ.
然后接着二十节到二十一节说，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，要存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
常常感谢 ，Yeah.
常常感谢
，which means thank God.
就是一直要感谢神
，testify His goodness，
一直要见证神的良善和好
，because it builds you up，
因为这个能够造就我们自己。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when you meet some Christian, they're testifying how the devil is so powerful。
那其实你有没有发现，你有时候跟基督徒讲话的时候，与其是赞美神，他们好像是在告诉你很多很丧的事情，让你觉得好像魔鬼更厉害。
Testifying。What the devil's done in their lives.
他就不停地在说，你看魔鬼在我身上的工作，这么的把我搞成这个样子。
This is wrong, that is wrong,
这也不好
that is wrong.
那也不好，很多负面的话语。
Today I missed the bus, or the devil's attacked me.
哦，今天我错过了公车，魔鬼又攻击我了。
Missing the bus is missing the bus, got nothing to do with the devil.
你错过公车就是错过公车了，你找魔鬼什么事呢？
Don't give the devil the glory.
不要天天给魔鬼戴冠冕，好不好？
Missing the bus is just something that just happens.
你错过了公车就算了啦，发生
了
就发生了。
Today I have a cold.
哦，今天我感冒了。
The devil's attacked me with a virus.
魔鬼竟然用病菌来攻击我。
You just got a virus.
你今天就是有病菌。
You understand?
确实有病菌了，只有这件事情。
Instead, today I've got a virus.
与其这么说，你不如说今天我是有病菌。
But I'm going to trust the Lord.
但是我相信神。
Because I thank Jesus that He died for me.
因为我的耶稣基督已经为我死了。
Amen. I missed the bus.
我今天不小心错过公车。
But I thank God for patience.
但是我感谢神给了我这样的耐心。
I pray that God will give me more time.
我感谢神给了我更多的时间。
Give me patience to wait.
让我有这样的耐心能够等待。
That is positive.
这个才是正面的思想。
That's giving thanks to God. Do you know when you say that?
这才叫感谢神的心态。
Do you know when you say that in a positive mindset, what happens?
当你有
Boom!
这样的、yeah! 当你有这样的正面的想法的时候，你会发现你整个人都像充了电一样。
Amen. Suddenly you have faith.
突然你就发现我好有信心。
When you stir yourself up, okay, I missed the bus, but doesn't mind, doesn't matter.I'm going to wait for the next one.
所以我就不停地搅动我自己说，只是错过一个公车而已，这有什么关系？我再等一辆就好了。
I'm going to still get home at the right time.
我还是会在正确的时间回到家的。
Amen. Be positive about it.
总是在正面的思想问题。
And then you get filled with the Spirit.
然后你就会更加的被圣灵充满。
That's why we need to learn to give thanks to the Lord.
所以我们要常常感谢神。
You don't say, I give thanks to the Lord that I've broken my leg.
你不会说哦，谢谢神呢，让我今天跛了脚。
Not that kind of give thanks.
不是让你这么说啦。
Amen. You broke your leg.
你跛了脚今天。
You're feeling sad.
然后你觉得很难过。
You say,Lord, I trust you.
你说神啊，我今天信任你。
Even though I broke my leg, for somehow things will be okay for me.
虽然脚跛了，但是该发生的什么事情都不会有问题的。
Whether I get healed or not, it will be okay for me.
就算医治不医治都很好，没问题。
You mess up your exam results.
那你要是考试没有考好。
You don't say to your children, 你死了。
你不用跟你的孩子说 you're dead.
You're going to be a beggar.
你会成为一个乞丐讨饭以后
你好像要猪一样
You're like a pig
猪头
Pig head
That is the devil
这个才是魔鬼呢你才是魔鬼呢
You don't need to invite the devil You are the devil
你都不需要去请什么、你不要去请魔鬼来你自己就是那个魔鬼
你没有用的东西你个猪头
你骂孩子的时候说人家是猪头你就已经成了魔
鬼 And then your children say 妈妈说我是猪头
然后的孩子就会说妈妈骂我是 big head
And so you are talking on behalf of the devil
所以你是在 帮忙那个魔鬼
Instead you say Son I know you've done your best You will do better next time
反而你应该怎么样说儿子你做的你自己最好的了所以下次比这次更好就没问题了
Work hard
要继续努力哦
Because your future does not depend just on your results
因为你的未来跟你的分数是没有直接关系的
Because you need the Lord.
因为你需要主。
You need to learn to depend on the Lord.
你要学会来依靠主。
Now that is different.
这样就不同了。
Then say, 猪头。
如果你骂人家，
你死了。
说 you're dead.
When you grow up, you'll be a beggar.
你要长大了以后，你就变成了一个讨饭的。
That is prophesying like Balaam.
这个就像是巴利的那种诅咒一样。
And then you wonder why your children are messed up in their minds.
然后你还在想为什么我的孩子头脑不管用呢
Because you've been cursing them all the time.
因为你每天都在诅咒他。
Amen? Amen. Notice the Mandarin 死了 is like letting air.
你听到那个中文最喜欢说死了死了的这种词里面
Every time
就是放气。
你死了 air comes out.
然后就那个气就一点点就放完了。
And then suddenly your children flat like a pancake.
然后你的孩子呢就变成了一个平平的蛋糕。
Can't move, can't go anywhere.
都已经那个胎都已经瘪到没有办法去到哪里了。
哎，来教会，来教会。
然后你还跟他说来教会。
哎呀，牧师，为什么我的孩子是这样的
？And you say, Can you pray for my child? Why is my child like this?
Because what did you do?
然后我就问他，你对他做了什么
？Do you understand, brothers and sisters?We got to be very careful.
所以我们要很小心。
Give thanks to the Lord.
要一直对神有感谢的心。
Submitting to one another, be united. Don't be divided at home.
我们不要在家里面搞分裂哟，要互相顺服。
How many of you experience when you are in division, you don't feel edified?
你有没有经历到你在家里面搞分裂的时候，你整个人都不得建造的
？But when you are together as one with others, you feel energized.
但是当你跟家人合一，跟其他人合一的时候，你突然觉得蛮有力气和能力。
So.Being filled with the Spirit is not just speaking in tongues.
所以我们说到被圣灵的充满不是仅仅是说方言祷告这件事。
It involves worship.
包括有我们说的敬拜。
What you confess of your mouth.
还有就是你口中常说什么样的正面还是负面的话语。
And being at one with others.
而且还有与人的合一。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the filling of the Holy Spirit.
父神啊，我们谢谢你用圣灵来充满我们。
I pray that you fill us with the power of God.
主啊，我们今天祷告你用神的大能来充满我们。
So every day, O God, we are full of the Spirit.
让我们每天都是满满的。
That we are able to serve the Lord with power.
让我们可以带着能力来侍奉你，我们的主。
Lord, I ask you.
主啊，今天我们来祷告。
To help us, Lord.
帮助我们。
To receive the Spirit.
来收到你的圣灵。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
To be filled with the Spirit.
在圣灵里面得充满。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Those of you who are already baptized.
那些已经受了圣灵的洗的。
That you're speaking in tongues.
那些可以已经说方言祷告的。
The reason why you are weak today.
那你们今天之所以还软弱。
Because you have not filled yourself.
是因为你并没有被充满。
You need to do it always.
你要一直一直的这样充。
Praying in tongues.
一直这样的方言祷告。
Worshipping the Lord.
一直这样的敬拜主。
prayer to the Lord.
一直这样子的祷告。
Confessing to the Lord.
然后一直向神来说你自己悔改的事。
Being one with others.
还跟其他的人要有合一。
So Father, I ask you to speak to us.
所以父神，我祷告你今天来对我们说话。
That we may be always filled with the Spirit.
让我们一直是被你充满着的。
主啊，充满我们。
Lord, fill us.
主啊，充满我们。
Lord, fill us.
Fill us, Lord.
主啊，充满我们。
As we worship you, Lord.
当我们来敬拜你时。
May you fill us.
你继续来充满我们。
Remember what Paul says, when you worship, you are filled with the Spirit.
记得保罗刚才说什么，当你来敬拜神的时候，我们就被圣灵充满。
We worship you, Lord.
主啊，今天我们敬拜你。
We worship you. Let's all stand and be filled with the Spirit.
让我们一起起立来向往这样的充满。
And everyone online, be filled with the Spirit.
就是在网上的，你们要向往这样的充满。
Hallelujah. Be filled with the Spirit.
神啊，来充满我们。
As we worship Him, be filled with Him.
主啊，来充满我们。
Be filled.
充满。
Be filled.
充满
Hallelujah. Be filled.
充满
Be filled.
充满
充满我们主
Be filled.
充满我们我们敬拜你的时候充满我们
主啊 Be filled. As we worship you.
Jesus, we ask for you. We proclaim.We raise
家祷告，充满我。
Let's pray for the Lord to fill us. Lord, fill us.
充满我。
Fill us.
充满我。
Fill us, Lord.
充满我。
Fill us, Lord.
充满我。
Fill us.
充满我。
Fill us, Lord.
If you can pray in tongues, you pray in tongues.
你要是能方言祷告，就方言祷告。
If you don't know how to pray in tongues, you ask the Holy Spirit, baptize me, Lord.
如果你不会方言祷告，你就要圣灵的
施行。And fill me with the Spirit.
让你充满神的灵。
充满我。
Fill me, Lord.
充满我。
Fill me, Lord.
充满我。
Fill me, Lord.
Oh, Holy Spirit, 圣灵啊。Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Holy Spirit.
Oh,
hallelujah. 充满我。
Fill us, Lord.
充满我。
Fill us, Lord.
充满我。
Fill us, Lord.
主啊，我很需要你。
Lord, I need you.
我需要你在我的家。
I need you in my family.
告诉我，给我智慧。
Give me wisdom.
Give me the power, Lord.
给我能力。
Hallelujah.主啊，我需要你的力量。
Lord, I need your power.
我需要你的能力。
I need your power and strength.
充满我。
Fill me, Lord.
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 Fill me, Lord.
充满我，主。
充满我，主。充满我。
Fill me, Lord.
充满我。Shabaraka Shandala. 充满我，充满我。And those of you who are speaking in tongues,
这些方言祷告的，
you need to decide today.
你今天要决定
to pray.
来祷告
and to be filled with the Spirit.
一直祷告到被圣灵充满
and don't live a life without the power.
不要活一个没有能力的生活。
Don't serve the Lord without the power.
不要带着没有能力的这种感受去侍奉神。
Fill me, Lord.
充满我，主啊。
Fill me, Lord.
充满我。
充满我。
Fill me, Lord.
充满我。
Fill me, Lord.
Fill me, Lord.
充满我。
Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. 充满我。Fill me. Fill me, Lord. Be filled in Jesus' name.圣灵充满我，圣灵充满我，圣灵充满我。Be filled in Jesus' name. Be filled in Jesus' name. Be filled in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名被充满。
Be filled in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名被充满。
Be filled in Jesus' name. Be filled in Jesus' name.We break every stronghold.
打破所有的捆绑。
We break every doubt.
我们打破所有的怀疑。
Be filled in Jesus.
被神的灵充满。
We need you, 主啊，充满我。
Fill us, Lord.
主啊，充满我。
Fill us, Lord.
充满我。
Fill us, Lord.
充满我。
在
感谢耶稣基督。
Lord, we thank you today.
因为主啊，是你是因为你活着。
You are the living God.
现在我们可以得到神，你充满我。
That we can receive your filling of the Spirit.
充满我。
Holy Spirit, fill us.
充满我每一个家人。
Fill each of the family.
让我们每一天。亲近神的同在。
Now we can have that intimate relationship with you and fellowship.
充满我们。
Fill me, Lord.
让我有得到智慧。
So that I receive your wisdom.
得到你的能力。
And your power.
处理我的家的问题。
For my family and to solve family problems.
主啊，你怜悯我。
Lord, have mercy on me.
你怜悯我。
Have mercy on me.
怜悯我
Have mercy on me, Lord.
主啊，你怜悯我们大家。
Have mercy on each one of us.
我感谢你，耶稣基
督。Lord, we thank you.
今天我们一个教会的人来到你的面前。
That we come to you as one, as a church.
我们合一。
That we are in one, Lord.
求你，主啊。
Lord, I pray.
充满我们。
Fill us, Lord.
然后我们可以做你的工作。
That we can do all of your work.
奉耶稣基督的名字。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need any prayer, come forward.
需要祷告带祷的，欢迎你们到前面来。
刚才其实唱耶稣，耶稣一路唱，人家 sing singing 唱，人家在。